in this world full of evil, hatred, and just straight-up sin? Do we have to be a victim? Is that our fate? Or is there something that we can do about it? Let's find out in today's episode. This is the ABC Podcast. Intersectionality. Now, this isn't necessarily a word that is used every day in our vocabulary, but what does it mean? If you do not know what intersectionality is, allow me to explain briefly. Intersectionality is a system, or a scale, in which individuals classify into groups, and these groups are ranked based on how much discrimination is held against them. Basically, every group of people is ranked based on how much of a victim they are. These victim groups are chosen by race, sexual status, and beliefs. The least discriminated, according to this system, is the straight white male. Now, with the world so full of hatred, violence, and sin, the easy route is to just go along with it and claim to be a victim. And in part, I do see what they are saying. The best route would be for nobody to be racist and everyone to treat each other as they ought, no matter what skin color, sexual status, or beliefs they have. But as long as humans are humans, and humans are imperfect, this will not be the case. But the solution, however, is not to blame each other. That is not going to help anybody. Also, saying that you are a victim does not help you. A victim is based on what happens to you, not a title that you give yourself because of self-pity, and I dare say that a victim is not a proud title. It is not a title that someone would be proud of. I believe that victims are very real people, but you are not a victim just because of your skin color, sexual status, etc. Now, I will return to the fact that rather than being a victim, you can be a conqueror. Here's the question I have. Why would you want to be a victim? Why would you want to be a victim when you can be a conqueror? Why would you want to be a victim when you can be a conqueror? You can be a conqueror rather than a victim. I'm sure that everyone would rather be a conqueror rather than a helpless victim. How do I know that you can be a conqueror instead of a victim? Well, let me show you. Romans chapter number 8 and verse 37 says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You see, the choice is up to you. You can be a victim or a conqueror by your choice. The choice is what? The choice is who you look to for your help. All of us have needs. All of us have wants. All of us have troubles. Who do we look to when we need those needs met? Who do we look to for help? If we look to the world, they're going to answer us with intersectionality, claiming that you are just simply a victim and you can't help your problems. Well, that doesn't help. If you turn to Jesus, you turn to the one, to him that loved us, as the verse says, you can have victory. You can be the conqueror. I would like to take a little time out and notice a couple things about this verse. The first word, nay. Now, nay, N-A-Y. Not like a horse's nay. Nay as in no. Why is he starting the verse with nay? Well, it has to do with the last verse before it, which goes on to talk about how that we are just beaten and constantly stricken. And he says, nay. And he contradicts with the verse that we just saw here. The world wants to beat you down. The world wants to make you feel like a victim. The world wants to make you feel like you're helpless. But you can always return with a no. Just say no. You ever played Monopoly? You get that much-desired Monopoly card that says, just say no. Just say no. Just choose God. Just choose God above the world, and you can just say no. You don't have to be a victim. You can be a conqueror. You don't have to be helpless. You can get help from the one who loves you. You can say no, and God will help you. And the next thing about this verse I notice is, in all these things, not in some things, not, well, sometimes, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. In all these things, God is willing to help you with all of your problems. You see, if the world tries to help you, I guarantee you they're not going to help you with every single problem, every single question you have, every single need that you need. You're not going to find all that in the world. God is the one that's going to supply all your needs. In all these things, you can be a conqueror. In all these things, you don't have to settle for half best, or for getting half the job done, or for 75% or less. Like I said, the choice is up to you, but if you want all things to be, all needs to be met, all things set in order, you want help with all things, turn to God. I would like to apologize. I have misspoken. We are not conquerors through Christ. We are more than conquerors. What is it that we conquer? All of the problems of this world. It is through the Christ who died for everyone that we can have victory over all this hatred. The world wants to classify you according to your skin color. The world wants to classify you according to your sexual desires. The world wants to classify you into a group based on your beliefs. But the truth is that Christ died for everyone, no matter what your skin color is, no matter etc., etc., what all your beliefs are, any of that, no matter who you are, Christ loves you. Christ died for you, and he's reaching out his hand to help you now. You have to be the one to make that choice to be more than a conqueror. As I said, we are not conquerors. We are more than conquerors. But guess what? It is through him that loved us. And sometimes we won't even look to the world for help with all of our problems. We'll look to ourselves. We'll look to our own selves for help. And honestly, the world says we're just a bunch of victims. But really, can we help ourselves completely? If we could help ourselves completely, we wouldn't have any needs to begin with. So in turn, we reach out to somebody else who can help us, and often it's the wrong place, oftentimes it's the world. But if you're wise, and you want to be more than a conqueror, you will turn to God. That's really all I have to say at this point. The choice is up to you. Do you want to be a victim or a conqueror? It is up to you. Victim, being helpless and in need of help constantly, that's where the world wants to put you. Conqueror, excuse me once again, more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ who wants to meet all of your needs, choice is yours. I can't make that choice for you. Thank you for listening today, listener. I appreciate you taking your time out to listen to this episode. If you did enjoy it and you would like to help spread the word, please click the 5 stars below to rate. That would be greatly appreciated. Also, to keep up with the latest podcast episodes, please do subscribe as well. I will see you all next time. I appreciate you listening. Goodbye. May God bless you. We will see you next time. Once again, this is the ABC Podcast.